True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sizable underdog tonight, Commanders at the Packers. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you to the Odyssey app. Make sure you follow the BetMGM Network there, and you can listen on demand every single day. We are here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on the BetMGM Network. Sam, we jump to Thursday night football. Really looking forward to this matchup. I hope it's as competitive as we expect. And by the end of yesterday's show, we landed on a side here. And we said, look, this side probably isn't going to be available for very long. And every time I take a peek in the market, we see a 3.5 go away here, a 3.5 go away there. BetMGM has 3.5, but you're going to have to pay some juice if you want to take that Washington side. There are just a couple of 3.5s out there in the market. So that certainly stands out that the action is going towards the sharp action, the respected action is going toward that Washington side. And we've got a high total, 48 over at BetMGM.
Yep, 49 at Pinnacle. So even though the Packers have an elite defense that's going to lead them to the Super Bowl, the market is moving up on the total side of things. So that's what you get when you have two quarterbacks that are dual threat, that can push the ball down the field, that can make broken plays. I like the fact that, you know, you get a nice runway for points in this one for sure. And I think, you know, 3.5 was a good bet when we put it in. Pinnacle is 3.5. BetMGM is 3.5, but a lot of three. Chris, Circa, Superbook, all three. BetOnline, 3. Buckeye, 3. Jazz, 3. Those hooks are going away, and I'm starting to see some movement in other offshore markets. -3, -107 coming down off the -110. So still taking bets on Washington day of the game at +3 flat, -110. So that's a good sign for us. I don't know where we're going to close. I mean, it's either going to be 3 or 3.5, but there could definitely be a group that comes in and lays a cheap 3. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I feel good about us getting the 3.5, though, yesterday, because there was a really good chance that that hook would disappear, and it is starting to. Depending on where you shop, you could lay 3, or you could take 3.5. Please get the best number. If you're betting Green Bay, if you disagree with us, don't lay 3.5. You could lay 3. Conversely, if you're taking Washington, don't take 3. Please take the 3.5.
Washington coming off commanding win against the Giants wasn't too competitive. They were balanced throughout. The game was never in question, but they need to clean it up, man. 12 penalties in that game for Washington. If they want a chance to win this game, even just to cover this point spread, they're going to have to clean that up. 12 penalties on the road, short week of prepare. It's at Green Bay, rocks atmosphere. That's not going to get it done. It's going to be tough. It's going to be interesting to see how much Parsons plays. Quick turnaround. He's still figuring out that defense. He played 29 out of 65 snaps last week, and LaFleur went on record and said that that was a lot more than they planned. But if they're playing a more than expected in week number one, and it's knocking on almost half, man, I'm expecting tonight for Parsons to be out there almost a full go. Like it's a regular game, even though it's a short rest week. He had a sack and three pressures. One of those pressures turns into an interception. It's fascinating because there is so much overreaction. And I'm not saying that when I say overreaction, I'm not saying that it's wrong, but so much so fast. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. Like, we were ripping the Athletic yesterday. Oh, really? The Packers, now they're the second best team in the NFL? Oh, they're better than the Bills. Oh, they're better than the Ravens. Yeah, okay, come on. Look, take it easy. They're damn good. They're Super Bowl contenders. We agree with all of that. But, like, let's not go too far and say, well, this is the best defense in the NFL. Right. Oh, based on what? We don't even know what the Lions are. And, you know, that was a sample size of one game here. So we're trying to have that balancing act. And I have my issues with the Commanders' defense, but I am on the 3.5. We have the better quarterback. Road spots are tough, Thursday night football, but it's early in the season. You know, they're going to be all right, these professionals. But I'm getting the better quarterback, and I'm getting 3.5. Now, the Packers have the better defense. They should have the better offensive line when healthy. We don't know that they're healthy, Sam. Like, they're dealing with a couple of injuries, including Zach Tom there. Two starters questionable on that O-line. If they're missing one or both, that could spell trouble.
It could, no doubt. I did have to laugh yesterday because, you know, they do a great job on the social team of getting clips up and getting them out. Somebody posted the clip of us saying that we get the better quarterback. And then one of our commenters said that they would like what we are smoking. I can confirm I was smoking nothing during the show, and I co-signed the argument that we get the better quarterback. It's not a slight on Jordan Love, though. I don't think we're saying Jordan Love stinks. I'd like to see him win some big games, you know, as he gets older and older as an NFL quarterback. But I do think you're right. I think there's a lot of truth to taking a talented quarterback and getting points. So I did laugh when I saw that. What are those BetMGM Network guys smoking? Those BetSweats guys are puffing and passing. No, Jaden Daniels is better. He is. And his ability to handle pressure and divert is great. We talked about it when we were previewing the Commanders, how they train him and test him using advanced, sped up virtual reality. So they're able to dial all kinds of things up and pressure him and send corner blitzes. And they feel like mentally he's so advanced for his age. And this was something that they started to use with Jaden Daniels at LSU. They used it last year and he exploded onto the scene. So they feel very good about this quarterback and they feel good about his weapons. They feel good about Kroski Merritt. This team is very confident where they lie right now. So if they're as confident as as it gets, it's hard for us not to be confident taking 3.5 points, right? As for the Daniels props, this number feels a little low. And, of course, we await the room. I know Paul is standing by waiting for the whistle so we get the room bets in. I'm sure this will be popular, but I do lean over on completions for Daniels at 20.5. Now, that's starting to get expensive at BetMGM, 135 now, to lay that to go over. Other books are 21.5, and it's probably going to get higher towards kickoff. But I feel like that's a low number, and it's very attainable for a very talented quarterback who's extremely accurate. This guy last year was completing over 70% of his passes for a long stretch of the season. Accuracy is not an issue. And I don't know that they can run the ball the way they want to against Green Bay. So I lean over on completions. But again, my favorite bet, Commanders plus the 3.5.
The betting market for MVP is telling us, and I'm not here to disagree with it, that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are on a tier by themselves. And I think we all would agree with that. Those two guys that had that showdown on Sunday night, and then you get the next tier. Many sports books have Jaden Daniels third. That's what it is. I trust them. I believe in the betting market. I think you should as well. It's close, but they have Daniels third. So if you're starting a team, Daniels. Like, it's not a conversation with Love. It's not. Right now, Love has a better offensive line. There are aspects where Love has a bit of an advantage, but, I mean, come on. Yeah, I'm sure Daniels would love to have a Micah Parsons on his defense, but he doesn't. But, yeah, there's a little bit of gap, and if you disagree, well, we'll find out. We'll see how the season ends up playing out. Tunsil and Parsons, they have faced off twice. Parsons did not have a sack against Tunsil. Now, if the Packers are smart, you're not going to line him up against Tunsil the entire game. You're going to end up moving him around, change sides and all that. But I think it's worth pointing out. Against Washington, Parsons has 10.5 sacks in his career. He's in the division with them, played him 8 times, 10.5 sacks, quite productive. I know the Parsons sack is going to be popular. And for those that don't normally bet this kind of stuff, there are certain books you do want to bet the sack prop on, certain books you don't. Pay attention to what you're betting. Sam, a quick look this morning. Okay, one sports book that sets it at 0.5 sack, which means if you're betting over 0.5, we need the full sack. It's -132 over 0.5. Another sports book that does 0.25 sack over is -117. Wait, what? It's a cheaper price on one book to go over 0.25 than another book to go over 0.5. So understand what you're betting if you're going to delve into those sack props, and that is not something that you normally do.
I don't have any interest in betting that sack prop.
Nope.
I'm not laying $1.32 on a sack. Yeah. The sack props and the touchdown props, maybe different conversation for a different day, are just ridiculous now. I mean, guys that should be +150 or -110. And, you know, that's sort of been the way of the world because people just parlay touchdowns. That's a thing now. So If you're parlaying 3-4 guys, you know, the liability just goes higher and higher. So you're never going to get a true touchdown number. And if you pick an elite player to record a sack or score a touchdown, forget it. There is no value in those numbers anymore because it's very popular and they're not going to give it away. Right? Like we had talked about Grenard the other day. He didn't even get a sack, but, you know, one book opened up at +250, and then by the day of the game, it's -110. Like, a guy should not be -110 to get a sack. I don't care how good he is, let alone -130. So, no, I have no interest in that. I also looked at Terry McLaurin's longest catch. We talked about this a lot last year. They take shots with him, and it's no secret the Packers are looking for answers in the cornerback room. I mean, hell, they lost Jair Alexander. So what's going to stop the Washington play calling from taking a shot or two down the field with McLaurin? Now, if you get a flag and he doesn't catch it, it is what it is. But you're basically betting at -110 that they take a shot down the field to McLaurin, like a 30-yard bomb. I like those chances. So longest catch, 21.5 -110, 21.5 -115, whatever. I think there's a good chance we see a couple deep throws to McLaurin, and I would think he's very live for a 23, 24, 25-yard catch or more. If he gets a 50-yarder, great. But that's the number, 21.5. I think it's a little low.
I'm sure it'll be very popular. I want to see before I recommend to anyone, but I have a couple in mind, and like you, I'm thinking Washington side. The rushing yards for Jaden Daniels keeps going up. I saw it 43.5 earlier. The lowest number in market is 44.5. BetMGM's at 46.5. We know this. As we get closer to game time, that sort of a prop is just going to go up, up, up. If you plan on betting it, do it now because you're going to be in the upper 40s by the time we get to kickoff. I'm looking at a different receiver. I'm looking at the guy that got 10 targets last week. What about Debo? So in his debut with the Commanders, 7 catches, 77 yards, gets into the end zone, mostly played out of the slot. And that's how you want to attack. But definitely with what we saw out of Green Bay with their nickel Bullard. He was targeted 11 times, gave up 10 receptions. on 73 yards. I think they're going to want to go to Debo. The receptions number for him is 4.5. So Commander side, I'm looking at a different receiver than you. You've got a McLaurin angle. I would look to Debo and, you know, the Jaden Daniels. I'm sure Jaden Daniels in some form or fashion is going to be the most popular player prop tonight.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, question. Yeah. If the Packers are the second best team in the league right now, and the Commanders go into Green Bay and whoop their ass, how far do they fall from two?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that I thought you were going to make the suggestion that the Commanders should be two.
Oh, no. If the Commanders beat the Packers, the Commanders are one, right? Because if you beat two, you automatically become the best team in the league. I mean, I don't know how power rankings work anymore. I think we just overreact and try and make people enraged.
Yeah.
I did listen to our Lightning Bet segment yesterday. Very funny. Very triggering, but very funny. That's my question. Where do the Packers move if the Commanders whoop that ass?
Will they be outside the top five? Outside the top five, yes or no?
Of course they will.
I think so. I think so. I think they will be. Horvy was listening. I heard a little bit of his show last night. He's like, I know the Bet Sweats guys are on it. I understand their opinion. Give me the Packers minus 170 on the money line.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Made me chuckle. Thank you for that, Horvy. Survivor, tough week. That's next. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.